I'm very happy to be here at FOSDEM for the second time. I will start with a question. Who has never heard of Mobilizon before? Okay, good. So some people have heard of Mobilizon before, or maybe are sleeping a bit, but it's okay, it was a long day. Thank you for being here anyways, and also to social web organizers. So I like to say that Mobilizon is a bit like Facebook also, but only for the group and events part, not with the personal information. And it has something else to it. Of course, it's Fediverse and interoperability. It's also federated and decentralized, so it's not one website. It's a software that enables to create websites. We have a couple of Mobilizon instances over the world. They can be thematic. For instance, we have some for family and kids events, and some for political events in the US, for instance. This one is really picking up. We have some regional ones, like for a country. We have Mobilizon in Italy, for instance, or smaller regions. And we also have some for communities. They can be private, like not open to everybody. For instance, we have students in a university in Austria, or a group of activists in Netherlands, for instance. So the main thing in Mobilizon is that it's a collaborative agenda. People who have an account can create an event and also manage participations, and that builds into a collaborative agenda, and people can search for events by keywords, by dates, and by location. First thing you do usually is that you filter on where you are. And the second thing is that you have groups. So a group can be like for a group of people, like to have members and some content that is private to group members. But it's also just for a venue or an organization who wants to have a public page where they can post news and tell about their activities and post events, of course. And if they have a group, they can be followed on the Fediverse. So we have been maintaining Mobilizon, started in 2019, but we have been maintaining it for the last 2 years thanks to a NLNet grant and then a new one. So now we are using the second grant. And we've done lots of things in 2025, about 100 issues I counted. You might not see so many new features because there were lots of things to do also. Like we've worked on bugs, we've worked on fixing some UX topics, and there is still a lot to do, to be honest. We worked on accessibility, security, infrastructure, tests, performance, and also updating components, which was fun. But we still have some new features that are good ones. For instance, one feature we added is that now the instance admin, without any development skills, only in a very user-friendly way, can add menu entries. It can be a search on Mobilizon that you bookmark. So for instance, if you want to advertise for events in a city, you can make a search on this city, get a URL, and then use this URL to be a menu entry. Or you can put link to external websites. So it's an easy way to integrate a Mobilizon instance with a static website. And one use case I like very much is that some people, they created a newsletter registration page. And then by magic, I don't go into details, but people who register on the newsletter, they will receive every week the upcoming events in their mailbox. So it's pretty nice for the instance administrator because they just have nothing to do for that. Second feature we did is that now we have an invite link to join a group. Before that, you had to send a link of the group and tell people, please create an account, and then I can add you as a member to the group. And now we just send the invite link, and the users are pulled through this process, so this was really needed. And another feature is that now we can moderate new users. So we used to have, like, when it's open to registration, it's very nice, everybody can join. But we used to have, like, illegal things popping up on the homepage. So now we can avoid that by activating moderation of new users. They write a little message, and then the instance admin can whitelist them. So that was also much wanted, and there is very much more we'd like to do. But for now, that's it. And for the short term, we will focus on integration with the Fediverse. Like any Fediverse software, Mobilizon is using ActivityPub so that it can share content. And some things are actually working and implemented, but we need to refine that. Like, it's easier said than done. We have lots of use cases. What do we want to share? So this is our next focus. We want to make partnerships with other actors of the Fediverse, like Mastodon and Gansio, and work also on a Fediverse enhancement proposal to better define how an event should be described on the Fediverse. And our vision is that every event should be on the Fediverse, but we know not everybody will go on the Fediverse to post, so we also want to integrate with any other website. So we promote the use of plugin and bridges and standard format and protocol, so we can easily import events from wherever it is and also like export to other websites. I'm done with the presentation. I will ask my teammates to come with me. Then you can ask for questions and maybe reach out.
We have time just for, again, just for one question, so, but thank you, and well, it's, oh.
I will answer a question even before you ask.
Okay.
It's how you can support Mobilizon, so you have at least four ways. You can use it, so search for an instance where you can post events. You can, yeah, anything you're interested in or is interested in your area, you can even use those import tools that are very nice. If there is no instance you can use, you can round up some people and start one to advertise for events around. You can also spread the word. So if you go to a nice venue or attend nice events, tell the organizers that they can put their events on Mobilizon, that it's free and nice and ethical. And if you know people or organizations that would be interested in having their own instance, you can also send them to us because we do hosting as a service. So we would be happy to develop a business model around it after NLNet funding stops for us. And so it can be like sports club or municipalities. So that was my question.
Yeah. I'm not sure if I heard you properly, but did I hear that you have also added dating capability? If so, how well is it received by the audience?
Data capability?
Dating.
Dating? No.
Oh, then I misheard you, so my apologies.
But you can add a static page as a link in the menu.
thank you so much to the Mobilizon team. Appreciate it.